Nashville Christian school shooter was second transgender female killer in 4 years. By Neil Munro on March 28, 2023. The suspect who killed 6 people at a Nashville Christian school is the second transgender-identified woman who has attacked a school since 2019. On Monday, transgender-identified Audrey Elizabeth Pale, 28, killed 3 adults and 3 children at the Nashville school. In 2019, Alec McKinney was aged 17 when she helped kill 1 teenager at a school in Colorado while she claimed to be transgender. Female mass shooters are very rare, but a 2011 study of 133 women who went through Sweden's masculinization treatment showed that female to males had higher crime rates than female controls, and did not differ from male controls. This indicates that sex reassignment is coupled to increased crime rate in female to males. The same was true regarding violent crime. The Nashville killer left a manifesto, said local police. So far, that manifesto has not been released. GOP Senator J.D. Vance, R.O., called for the pro-transgenderism left to reconsider its advocacy for the idea that women can become men if given male hormones, such as aggression-boosting testosterone. Officials have not said if the killer was taking testosterone, which is easy to get from doctors. Many critics of transgenderism spotlighted possible connections between the killer, transgender ideology, and medical treatments. The Swedish study, and many others, show that many transgender people become more unhappy, withdrawn, and suicidal when they claim to be members of other sex. A major part of the failed therapy is that the vast majority of other normal and healthy people cannot consider the claimed transgender people as romantic partners. In 2019, Breitbart News reported a study by pro-transgender activists that how people wreck their chances of happiness by declaring a cross-sex transgender identity. Transgender men who try to live as women face sexual rejection from 71% of lesbians and 97.3% of men, the survey said. The survey did not say if the men had undergone cosmetic surgery. The survey included a hugely disproportionate share of 106 people who are sexual minorities, including lesbians and gays plus queer, bisexual, and two-spirit people. But only 45% of these sexual minorities said they would date a transgender person, the report said. Only about 1/3 of self-declared transgender people try to change their bodies, according to a small survey announced last week by The Washington Post. Less than 1/3 have used hormone treatments or puberty blockers, and about 1 in 6 have undergone gender-affirming surgery or other surgical treatment to change their physical appearance. The Washington Post headlined the article, "Most trans adults say transitioning made them more satisfied with their lives." But the study skewed the results by excluding people who have stopped describing themselves as transgender. Only a very small share of people, as much as 1 in 300, declare themselves to be trans, but most of that group do not consider themselves to be members of the other sex but as some non-binary status in between male and female. This non-binary declaration allows many people to flee from the dating scene, which can be hurtful, crude, and expensive for lower status youth. But the escape into transgenderism usually does not help young people find happiness, even when applauded in commercial culture. Transgender advocacy groups, and the established media, are downplaying the growing evidence of a link between transgender status, aggressive language, and violent actions. The usually active ACLU ignored the massacre on its Twitter account. The New York Times buried the transgender claim in its coverage. In California, Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener blamed weapons of war for the attack, and claimed that right-wing extremists are using a school massacre as another opportunity to demonize trans people. The Washington Post kept the attacker's transgender identity out of its headline but did describe the claim in its fourth paragraph. Nashville Police Chief John Drake said Hill was transgender. Asked if that had played a role in what he described as a targeted attack, Drake said it was part of the police investigation. "There is some theory to that," Drake said. "But," he added, "we're investigating all the leads, and once we know exactly, we will let you know." Don Aaron, a police spokesman, later clarified the chief's remarks. "Audrey Hale is a biological woman who, on a social media profile, used male pronouns," Aaron said in an email. NBC downplayed the transgender identity, but broadcast an interview with the police chief who said, "There is some belief that there was some resentment for having to go to that school. I don't have all the details of that just yet, and that is why this incident occurred." "We're unsure if that played a role," Drake said when asked about her trans identity.